it is really sad to see, you know, somebody who is reached that age clinging to power. As to his wife, of course, he is trying to position her in where she is now in the Politburo, in the Central Committee. And from that point of view, he hopes that when he goes, at least she will be like a deputy president or president, so that they protect the wealth that they have been, you know, really plundering from the state for personal family use and some of their friends. So it is, I think, a sad day for Zimbabweans, but that is what the political reality is at the moment. And it really depends on Zimbabweans whether they are going to see this as something that would make them begin to vote for alternatives in the next general election.
And in terms of, you know, him being endorsed as the sole candidate for the 2018 elections, what's your take on that?
Well, what that means is that there will not be other elective conference or meeting of ZANU-PF to decide on who is going to be the presidential candidate. So he's preempting, or rather making it impossible for another meeting to take place where a presidential candidate will be chosen. So I think that is what he's doing. And it is sad that the leadership in ZANU-PF, the factions that support him, can support such a move, which then preempts everyone else. And but they voted for him within the party, and let them eat what they have cooked. But it is the other Zimbabweans who are not eating with them who are really going to suffer the most.